Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. We are continuing our study that I'm calling Maximizing the Power of the Lord's Prayer. We believe and we know that there is great inherent power waiting to be unleashed and maximized because this prayer is from the mouth of Jesus, our Lord Himself, the sovereign Lord of the universe, the very Son of God, God incarnate, God made flesh, our Creator. He gave us this prayer. And so we want to understand it and make the most use of it. Make sure that you listen to all of the episodes, starting at number one, because I give a context for this prayer, and it is something that builds day after day. So you'll want to listen to every one of these episodes. Now, yesterday we ended talking about that sentence where Jesus taught us to pray to God, "Your kingdom come." And then in the next words, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Your will be done. Now, the word will, the Greek word, can also mean desire. This is a prayer that God's will, that His desire will be done for this planet, for this earth. Now, this may raise questions in our minds, especially if you are what I would call a hyper-Calvinist. A hyper-Calvinist who is someone who believes that everything is already in stone, that God has already decided who's going to be saved and go to heaven, who's going to be lost and go to hell, and everything in our life has already been decided. But that is not what the Bible teaches. Yes, God is sovereign. God is the Lord, and His ultimate plans and purposes will be done. But it is clear from scriptures that everything about your life was not prescribed and written in stone. Otherwise, there could never be any kind of judgment. And the Bible is clear that there will be a day of judgment. As Paul said, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to be judged and to receive for the things done in this body, whether good or evil. And so the reason there will be a judgment is because we have free choice. We make choices. We make decisions. That's how God made us. That's a part of being made in His image and in His likeness. If we were robots that God was just, we were just acting the way we had been programmed to act, or like puppets on a string, then there could be no judgment because we would not be responsible for our actions. But we are responsible for our actions because God made us free will agents, able to think and reason and to make choices that has ramification for our lives and for others. And so, it seems, and I know, where does God's sovereignty and our will begin and end? Well, that's not something we can answer. Theologians have been struggling with this for centuries. But God is sovereign. His ultimate will and plan will be accomplished. But in the meantime, you and I have decisions to make that affect our lives and affect others. Now, one, far from a perfect illustration that I might use for this is an air conditioning system in our vehicle. It has a master control at the front that controls the air for the entire vehicle. But then if somebody is in the back seat, there is a secondary control where that they can control the flow of air to be more strong or to be less, to be on a maximum level or on a minimum level. They can control the flow of air in the back seat, but yet that is then subject to the master control in the front, where he can completely cut it off in the back seat if he wants to, or he can put it maximum, and then they have to work on the back seat. They work within that framework that is set by the master control. So, yes, God is sovereign. His ultimate will be done. His ultimate plan will be fulfilled. However, he has created us with free choice. And it seems that when God created Adam and Eve, he gave them responsibility for this planet. He gave them dominion. He gave them authority on this planet. And as John Wesley once said, he said, it seems that God does nothing except in answer to prayer. And it seems that God has chosen to limit himself to work in cooperation and with and through those people who yield their lives to him and make him the Lord of their lives, and who give themselves to him, and who become and willing to become his instruments through whom he can work in the earth to bring out, to bring about his will and plan. Let me just read a passage here that speaks of this. And this is in Genesis 1, 27. It says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Free will, free choice is a part of being made in the image and likeness of God. And by the way, there can be no love without free will, without free choice. How would you like to be married to a robot? All you had to do is program him or her or it, it would be, to say, I love you, to put out its arms around you whenever you wanted it to. There would be no fulfillment in that. Or how would you like being married to a puppet? You can pull the strings, get it to, no. There can be no love without choice, without choosing to love. And so God created us in his image and likeness. And God blessed them, listen to this, verse 28, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. To subdue, bring it under subjection. Now this is what he told the man and woman. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. So mankind was originally created to be sort of God's co-regent, his co-ruler here on this planet. He gave us responsibility. And so this is why now in the Lord's Prayer that we pray, oh God, your kingdom come, your will be done. We have a part to play in seeing God's will done on this earth because of how he created us and the purpose he created us and the role he gave to us in the beginning. We have an important part to play in seeing his kingdom come and his will done on this planet. I'll mention again, John Wesley once said, it seems that God does nothing except in answer to prayer. And so we have an important role to play, and our prayers have an important part to play in seeing God's purposes fulfilled, his kingdom come, his will done on earth as it is in heaven. One day this earth will be as perfect as heaven. A long ways from that right now. But this is why the Lord's Prayer is so important. It's telling us, letting us know that we have an important part to play in seeing the earth come to that place where God originally intended it to be. Oh Lord, may your kingdom come. May your will be done in the life of each person listening to this podcast right now. Oh God, I pray your kingdom, your rule and reign, your governance will come to their lives, that they'll yield their lives completely to you, oh God. We pray that your will, your desires be done in them and through them, O God. And Lord, and we pray that your kingdom will come and your will be done throughout the earth, in every nation, among every ethnicity, and every race. May your kingdom come, your will be done, sir, on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for doing it. Hey, I tell you what, my friends, maximizing the power of the Lord's Prayer can transform the church. Help us to get a picture of who we are, why we're here. And I believe out of that we can see great transformation, great changes, great revival spring forth in our lives, in our communities, in our churches, and throughout the earth. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. If these sessions are being a blessing to you, I'd love to hear from you. My contact information is there on my website. Also, I encourage you to share these with your friends. Share these episodes with your social networks. This is a message that that the church needs to hear in this hour. I have such a sense of that in my heart right now. God bless you. I just pray God's very best for you, and that you will experience his kingdom, his rule and reign, his governance in your heart. And as Paul said, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I look forward to seeing you. I guess this is Friday, so I look forward. I think we're just getting started on this. I look forward to seeing you on Monday. We will continue this series on maximizing the power of the Lord's Prayer. God bless you.